for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Tedline. I feel so good this morning. I just feel like maybe a person would feel if they won this zillions on the lottery or something. And the reason I feel so good is because God is so faithful. Yesterday, Jennifer R., I need you to text me on my phone, you and Angela. I need you and Angela to text me on my phone because Angela's healing is about to go viral. You hear me? You and your prayer partner, I need you to text me on my phone your number, Angela's number, and I need to talk to you right away. There's people that heard the TED line yesterday and they interested in Angela's healing miracle. So I need to talk to you right away. Angela's healing about to go viral. People are interested in the fact that Angela was healed by praying the prayer for President Trump. I got a lot of people that want interested. So I need your number, I need Angela's number, and I need to talk to you immediately after the TED line. Immediately. Father God, thank you. Thank you. I had to get that out so I would not forget. I know so much is going on, but it's some people interested in the fact that they want a copy of the prayer and they want to know how did that happen. So they heard what she said yesterday. You never know who's listening to the TED line. You never know what's happening on the TED line. And the fact that she is from Massachusetts, and that you from Massachusetts too, but how they want to know how somebody from Massachusetts, but they want to talk to you all, know how you could be from Massachusetts and be in Georgia praying a prayer against witchcraft and she get healed. I suggest that I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to add nothing to it. I don't want to take anything from it. It was God. It was sovereign. But they want to know how that happened. And I believe it's about to go viral. Too many people want to know how that happened. And I don't know. One of them is a news feed. Praise God. So soon as we get off the tent line, I need to talk to you, and I need permission from you to give them your number so that they can contact you directly. And I wanted to, God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful just because tailliners are faithful. And all of you that were doing the undercover work, it was because of what you did also. Those prayers that you went and did thanklessly. Nobody can thank you because don't nobody know you did it, but God, you did what God told you to do. And now we're about to see the fruit of it. We're about to see the fruit of it. And like I said, I text them back. I said, God just told us to break the binding spells and the witchcraft because it's not right. It's not right for witches to publicly. They do understand the principle that if they bind up the president, the Bible says, as the priest, so go the people. And my thing was, if they bind up the president, they're going to bind me up too. It ain't going to happen. Ain't no witch going to bind me up. I'm not going to be under the influence of no witches and no witchcraft. I've had enough of that. Over. But you know what God is saying to us? He's saying, and because I knew. I didn't know how it was going to happen. And I just knew, do what God say do. And let him handle the rest. Because he will never let us fall. He will never let us fall. Oh, man. I just got a text from somebody that none of you know. But this is what the text says. They said, they sent it at 6 a.m. exactly. They said, I just had a vision. Not sure if it was good or bad, but I saw a thick-faced Chinese Asian woman wrapping a chiffon veil over your head. I saw a thick-faced Chinese woman wrapping a veil, a chiffon veil, over your head. Too late, lady. In the name of Jesus, I break every binding in an attempt of mind control, mind manipulation, mind domination. Go! I break the power in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, just like Paul said, Alexander the blacksmith had done me much harm. If this is an attempt to bind me in my head in any way, right now, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of that curse. I command every demon on assignment. I command every human spirit, evil human witch spirit, working in agreement and coordination, command death to those spirits. You heard me, death, because God said not to suffer a witch to live. Lord God, if it is for good, bless them abundantly. But in the name of Jesus, I command death to that witchcraft spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, Jennifer, if you and Angela can dial one on the blog talk, that would be great. If you can dial one on the blog talk. Can you? But you see, you don't put everything out there in the open. Don't nobody know who this person is, this prophetic person in alignment with God. That God had them have a love for me so that God gave them the vision to stop the witchcraft before it could even settle. And then he had told me to play that song, I Won't Let You Fall. I won't let you fall. So they mad because our prayers were effective, even to the point, let me see here. All right, I got your mic open.
Good morning.
Good morning, where are you?
Oh, we're somewhere outside D.C., I think. Not really sure. Well, actually, is it? praise the Lord. Actually, yeah, we're in like the rush hour traffic right now. That's appropriate. Okay,
on that beltway somewhere. Look.
Yeah, exactly.
It's some media people. I don't know. I'll find out a little bit later. But as soon as you get home, they want to find out what TV, what station news is near you. Because they heard about, I don't know if somebody sent it to them. I don't know how they got it. But they heard about Angela praying witchcraft. She didn't say that. She just said, I got healed. While praying for President Trump. They heard it. They want to talk to you, okay? All right, and they want, and they gave me some instructions for you to do. They're very, very interested. And I'm gonna send a PDF of the prayer to Jessica. And I'm I'm going to send you a PDF in case they want you to pray it on the news or something. I don't know. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Because remember, the only Office Depot messed up every book except the prayer for the president.
we were talking about that, actually. So that's funny. And about getting a copy of it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna send it to Jessica in a little bit, so that any other 10-liners that want that prayer, because when God gave me that prayer, that's not a prayer that I got from anybody. God gave me that prayer. He gave me all the little books, what to do in the books too. But I asked him specifically, how do you want me to pray? And he gave me that prayer. And it was so effective that another 10-liner that really quiet, never been open on the 10-line, God gave them the vision at 6 a.m. this morning of the Chinese lady trying to wrap a chiffon veil around my head. It didn't work. It didn't work. But the people from the media people, they've been on there since yesterday. I just never checked it. So they've been trying to get in touch with us. If they would have got in touch with us yesterday, they could have met you here. Because they're from Atlanta.
Wow.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
As soon as you get home, I'll already text you the prayer. So you have it.
Okay.
And where did you go? Let me see. Good morning, Tedline. These are your other Tedliners heading back home. They only made it to Washington, D.C. You're in the right area. Roll over and pray. You're in the right
now?
Area. The best.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
Next.
That's why I was. Okay, that's why I was cracking up when you asked where we were, and I said, we're right outside D.C., and then it hit me, and then I laughed, because of course we are. Of course we are. Praise the Lord. He's so good.
That's
all right, let me, okay, and I'm going to squirt out the blood of Jesus with my oil on the ground.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, I got to speed up and get over.
Okay.
All right. We're getting off the highway.
Okay, what you're listening to is Angela and Jennifer R. I don't know, what time did y'all leave?
We left at like 9 o'clock last night. I think we slept all day and then got up and felt pretty good, so we headed out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they had that. So even while you were sleeping, these people were sending me emails. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Somebody heard Angela say, I got healed while praying for President Trump. That's what happened. And while doing the prayer for President Trump, she said, I got healed. Well, you never know who's listening on the deadline. Jose, did that go up on YouTube? Oh, it went up on YouTube. So so anybody could have heard it. So I don't know.
And this is just, of course, it's but God. We were just driving, and so we were listening to podcasts and stuff. So I was like, we didn't like what we were listening to. So we were guided to pick one, and it was an Omega Man one. And it was you talking the whole time about the importance of giving testimony and witness, and how you don't know who's listening to you at any given time and the impact that you can have on people's lives. And Angela and I, we started getting so fired up, and Angela looks at me, she kind of gives me that Angela smirk, and she goes, we're going to be getting on the TED line this morning. Praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Not only
and
the TED.
So we listened. It's amazing. I was just going to say, it was just, you actually filled in a lot of the gaps from the testimony that you gave us when we were there about your story, and gave us more. I mean, it was just, and it just talked about so many of the things that we we were in the spirit praying about and talking about. It was just amazing. So praise be to God. I think Angela wants to say something. So I'm gonna pass it over.
Hi. So I just want to say God has not stopped working on us. God has had us fired up all day. We're still trying to digest everything that happened on the TED line, but we're driving and God's talking to us, and we're reflecting on what happened and making connections and
still getting delivered.
We're still getting delivered now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta tell the TED line. The deliverance that took place this weekend was all sovereign. It was all sovereign. There was no list. There was no sheet of paper. God supernaturally delivered people in the deepest places where they needed it. There was a, and if I said anything, I was just saying what God was showing me. But God moved sovereignly through the anointing of all the people that were here. The anointing came together. And sovereign deliverance took place, meaning deliverance just broke out in a person, or they started talking and bam, deliverance. It was sovereign. And that's what most people are not used to. They're not used to sovereign deliverance. But I knew God had to do this. I knew God had to manifest himself because he had promised me that he would. He had promised me that people would know that he is the deliverer, that he can use whoever you want to use, whenever you want to use them, if they're yielded to him. And if the people will get on one accord, God said, they'll see me move. And we saw it. We saw it. And guess what else?
And we're still seeing it now.
And we're still seeing it now. And I'm going to send this to Jessica, too. A police chaplain in Orlando, Florida, had his burglar alarm on. And guess what he called? He called it an orb. I know what it is. But he caught it in his burglar alarm. And Pastor Michael had caught spirits trying to torment his little son and sent him to Jose. But the beautiful thing is, I tell you, I'm just looking at what is being sent to me now, is that in this one, the demons split from one to six demons right in front of their eyes. Yeah, it split from one to six. And by him being the police chaplain, they got it on the news in Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
I'm just so happy about God. I don't know what to do. And Deborah Adams is saying, yes, he did. I'm still discovering things I've been healed from. See, when God does it, he does a complete work, because he goes in there and he knows the exact areas. He knows the exact areas. And God gave me, God increased my vision. Because he let me see. Now, the only thing he let me see was you, Angela. Remember, I came and I said, God is going to heal you all through this area.
Yep.
But look when he did it. Well, when it was your turn to read the prayer against the witches. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That was a prayer against the witches.
Yes, it was. We were just talking about that, about how we came together because of the snare of the fowler. We came on behalf of God, praying for the people to break the spiritual vaults and wide open and release the people from bondage. And every single person that showed up there at Jesus Believers Church as living epistles, as living emissaries on behalf of the rest of the ministry in the TED line, because we're for those of us that are all in agreement together and to come together and pray, it unlocked and blasted open everything.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And, you know, somebody, a couple of people say, well, what exactly happened? I couldn't tell them. Because I'm still processing it myself. I'm still looking at everything that happened and trying to figure it out. Okay, God, you did this. Okay, God, you did that. And then, this is the beautiful thing. When it was over, you all went in the fellowship and ministered spirit to spirit to each other.
Yes,
oh
it was
God.
So like, such a blessing.
You all
talk about that too.
In the fellowship and ministered spirit to spirit to each other.
We
while
did.
I was sitting here trying to figure out what was happening.
Angela and I, we both are in a, this was probably one of, if not the most profound weekends of our entire lives. Just meeting God the way that we did, I can't.
We'll never be the same, ever.
Wow. And what I love is you all talk to each other in love. You all met, yeah, right, Bola, a body ministry.
Yeah.
It was a complete body ministry where the body ministered to the body and God ministered to us all. It was just awesome.
Corporately and independently. And it was such a sense of fellowship of sisterhood. And yes, Jose, I'm sorry. I know you were there, but all of the women that were there, it just, you are loving with the heart of Christ and you are seeing with the eyes of Christ. And I don't know if it was Donna that said it, but we all know each other in the spirit by coming together on the TED line every morning.
Uh-huh.
And then to meet in the flesh was like the icing on the cake, but if we didn't have that solid foundation of the spirit and being under, you know, Jesus believers and TED line ministry, it was just so perfect.
Yeah. You know what it was? Listen to this. While I see these people sending these emails. Hold on a minute. know what? I'm trying to find which computer I have the prayer for the president on. And soon as I do, I'm going to send it to Jessica. Believe it or not, I don't know what I put it under because I have to code things because of the witches and the hackers that get into my computer.
Right.
I'm going to send you, Jessica, I'm going to send you two things. I'm going to send you, one is going to start off, we remember that our praises to God are greater than any evil curse. That's going to be the title of that one. And I'm going to find the prayer. So much was going on, I don't remember what I put it under. But, well, that's a senior moment there. But I will find the prayer. And if I don't find it, I got one copy. And I have to type it over or scan it or something. Because we got to pray. Now, listen, I'm not getting into if you are a Democrat or a Republican. I'm not getting into that. But I'm going to tell you this. If they can root and put spells on our president, that means that through the airways, you being witchcraft and spells are being placed on you because as the priest, so go the people. As the head, so go the people. And my thing is, and don't get me wrong when I say, ain't nobody gonna rest no witchcraft on me. Nobody. And nobody is gonna rest witchcraft spells and binding on the President of the United States as long as I'm alive and know how to buckle them up. As long as I'm alive and know how to break them. So by me getting that tip from that prophetic believer this morning, and they go try to put something on my head. See, the Bible says, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. The Bible says God will not suffer a witch to live. So if you're trying to bind up my mind, that means you're trying to take away my ability to have liberty in my thoughts. You're trying to take away and dominate, manipulate, and control my mind, and you need to die. End of story. I have nothing else. You wanna do your little awful spells and bindings? I'm gonna whip your butt with the word of God. You'll wish you never did it. Trust me on that one. Because I'm not gonna stand by idly and let you harm me or anything that concerns me, or the ministry that God has given me, because God said, I have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm me. You want to step in the arena with me? Well, let's go. Because see, let me tell you and assure you of something. I know how to bring heaven down and enforce the will of God on earth. I don't pray against anybody, ever, never. But the word of God says that God will not suffer a witch to live. You can interpret it any way you want to, but I'm taking it literally. You a witch? You try to bind me up? Prepare to die. Now you can take that any way you want to, but I'm taking it literally. Your power's gonna wither up, be abated, time out. It is time out. It is time out. If you don't like what the president do, go to God. Let him be the judge. But no, you're not going to stand on earth and make a judgment from the earth over any God bought, blood redeemed believer on this earth. It is not in alignment with the law of God. You are transgressing God's authority, and God got some people that are bringing back under his authority. I'm not taking it anymore. I didn't take it. It's been a year. So many things came out. Same time the following year or so. Year, a couple years, I don't know. I just know this. God will not suffer a witch to live. You've been my enemy a long time. So I'm not afraid to fight you and win. The only reason I'm still alive today, at 70 years old, every witchcraft battle I've ever fought, Jesus won. And I'm still here as a living witness. I said, in case you don't get it, because I know that he blinds your minds and make your ears deaf and dumb, witches. So you walk around here like dumb dogs. Under the following of a leader that don't give a hoot about you. I've never seen Jesus, ever seen Jesus lose a battle. On earth, in heaven, under the earth. Never. And guess what? All things, the Bible says, are constrained by him. He holds all things together. And if he lifts his thumbnail, that thing is not held together any longer. It is not going to work. Watch. Watch. God warned us a month ago there was going to be a battle with the forces, the spiritual powers of hell, and the power of God. He warned us six weeks ago, I don't know. Once God just said it, I just respond to it. He warned us. And that battle started the moment he warned us, said there would be victory. And you know what? When we win the battle, brothers and sisters, we win the battle in the middle of it. In the middle of the battle. That's when you win it. Because we're not battling to keep on fighting. We're battling to win. So I'm gonna put this on again. I'm going to try to find that prayer so I can send it to Jessica. And if you want it, text her to get it. But when God gave me that prayer for the president, it included every witchcraft strategy that I could find. And it's so smooth that you don't even hear me say, you don't even hear when you're praying it the word witch, because witches ain't our problem. Lucifer is. You take him out, the picture. You ain't got no problem. We win this in the middle of it.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like a gold brain. Like it's about to shake, and you've taken all that you can take. I'm just like you. If you cut me, I'll go bleed.
I'll go bleed.
I got wants just as well as I can need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. And been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand. I promise that I'll always give you praise. No matter what this world brings my way, I'll praise you anyway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna live for it.
Deuteronomy, I think I got those from under the one about when you receive Jesus. I don't know what how I did it. I can't.
It was. It started with Deuteronomy 9.
Okay.
1-3
Yeah.
And I just opened my Bible app to double check, and it opened up to Deuteronomy 9. So that's where it's at.
Oh, that's why they were trying to bind my mind. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. that's why the devil is a big liar. As soon as I find it, Jessica, I'm going to send it to you. And Tedline, get this prayer and start praying it today. It works. They're going to be surprised. They're going to be surprised. They're going to be surprised because God loves to surprise us.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Love to surprise us. I hid it from myself. Oh, God. Help me. Help me this morning. I'm telling you, I hid it from myself in this computer. You know what? And this is a prayer that I will be praying forever from now on against witches and bind and spell. I mean, they're going to try to send a spell and bind me up. But God just showed it to her this morning. Oh, it might be on the same. I don't normally put stuff on the line where I put. Let's see if it's over here. I might have. Like by it being special. I don't even think I put this out there. The battle is on and the battle is real. I don't even think I put this out there. So you see, put this in the chat room. The battle is on and the battle is real. Look, y'all, you don't have to excuse me this morning. It's 6:59. Are you all? Did you all pull off in the rest area or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna find this prayer.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I gotta find it. It's right in front of me. But I saved it as, maybe if I look in the PDF. Okay, this is. I said a religious spirit and the witchcraft spirit are close cousins. I never taught that yet. See, what happened is I have so many things that, because we've not been, every day God gives me a binder. Okay, this is the snare. It's got to be close to here, the snare of the fowler. I don't know. Oh, wait. Keep praying, y'all. Keep praying. I'm going to find it. I got to get this to Jessica. I tell you what, start praising God. Start praising him and worshiping him.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We clap our hands.
found it. I have it on a computer that doesn't have any email. So I got to put email on that computer in order to send it to Jessica. But Jessica, you'll have it in about 10 to 15 minutes. Look, I'm going to call you. You're right. It's under Deuteronomy 9. But the computer that it's on does not have an email. I keep it blind so that if I get hacked, my important stuff won't get lost. My important. So Jessica will have the president's, the prayer that we prayed, that while we were in the shut-in, Angela prayed. And when Angela prayed it, Angela got healed. And it was because the anointing was so high here by so many anointed people coming together on one accord, in one heart, in one mind. And the manifested presence of God was here to answer prayers. So I'm going to send this. I got to go put an email on that computer. And I will send it out as a PDF. Thank you, guys. You helped me again. You helped me again. Look, I'm going to put on Spreaker. Watch the Spreaker. Whatever is happening.
Okay.
Not you all. I'm going to talk to you all as soon as I do this. You stay where you are and anoint that ground.
We already did.
Oh, all right. Praise God.
Hold on,
this is
Lord.
Amen. Well, Kevin, you know, I don't know what tomorrow going to bring, but I know this. We already got the victory. And you see how they tried to send that witch to bind my head up? So I couldn't even send this out. The devil did that. But what? We got the victory. Because there's no failure in Jesus. There's absolutely no failure. Got a battle. The battle is real, but the victory has already been assured. We're winners.
Don't listen to your mind.
tell you, I got to put an email on that computer. It's taking me a few minutes, but I will get this done in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Jennifer and Angela, head home. They got somebody in your city or in your state. Anyway, once you get there, they're going to call you.
Okay.
For an interview in person. Get that prayer from, email me your email. Get it from Jessica now. Email her. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, we got it.
I didn't get it, though.
I'll get it to you.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
Yeah,
okay.
We got it. Praise God.
Okay, they want to know what Angela prayed, and if we prayed any kind of, I don't know, whatever. Whatever. Have your way, Lord. Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
I'll see y'all tomorrow on the chat line. I'll keep you posted on Spreaker what's happening with Angela and Jennifer and the media. Okay? I thank you for helping
me. Go ahead. It is our pleasure. Are you going to call us or are you going to just go to Facebook later?
Yeah. You get home. I'm going to try to find out what is this all about so I can tell you and tell you who's going to be contacting you, all that, okay?
Okay, so we'll call you when we get home.
Yeah, but I might just call you on your phone before you get home.
That's fine. We'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got other stuff we want to tell you, so call us if you can.
Okay. Stay safe.
We will.
Don't make no unnecessary moves. Drive safely. Do the speed limit. Don't do anything out of the ordinary. The devil is tracking you. He want to stop you.
Yeah, we've been dealing with that the whole trip. So it's all good. No. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
We're going to Cabela's and we're getting fatigues. The next time we see you, we're going to be wearing them.
Amen. Hey, it won't be nothing to me because I got some too that we went and bought at the Army Navy store because I had gained too much weight. When I was in the Army, I only weighed 130 pounds.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to get all suited up.
Okay. Okay. Chadline, thank you for praying. I can't make it without your prayers. Now, you know I can make it, but I can't make it as effectively. Because, see, we're in a new realm now. And it's about power. And you're right, Wes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But brothers and sisters, we got to take this all the way to victory. All right? It's about stopping the witchcraft. It's about destroying it. And what I was going to tell you this morning, but I told you everything that took place here was under a sovereign move of God. And because all these anointings came together, and how much power did we have here? I can't even begin to share it with you, but I'm trying, and the people that were here, they're trying to tell you too, but it's almost, the words cannot convey. It was all Jesus. It was all Jesus. It was all the resurrection power by the finished work of the cross that manifested itself here. The Lord Jesus is alive, and America is going to be well.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means
war. This means war.
This means
war. This means
war.
This means war.
Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Things.
This means
war.